Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We've all heard that slogan. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. And human nature seems to bear out that bit of wisdom. The beginning of the book of Genesis recounts the story of Cain and Abel, two brothers who had a fatal falling out long before guns were invented. The only human remains found in the La Brea tar pits of L.A. belong to a young woman who seems to have been a homicide victim 9,000 years ago, and again, long before guns were invented. Even after the invention of guns, people continued to kill each other with everything from common household implements to exotic poisons to complicated bombs. The most rabid gun control advocates generally concede that guns don't jump up and shoot someone of their own accord. However, I suspect that even Alec Baldwin, before he killed Helena Hutchins on the set of his movie Rust, would have agreed that a gun can't shoot someone of its own accord. Be that as it may, he decided to sit down for an interview with ABC News to insist that he did not pull the trigger on the gun that fired the bullet that killed Helena. And this is the point where he loses me completely. Okay? If he'd come through some form of catharsis or something where he had said, oh my God, what have I done? Or say, if he were to take an ounce of responsibility for what he did, what he obviously did, that would be different. Now, I'm sure he's genuinely grief-stricken at what he did. And maybe he's so grief-stricken that he's having some sort of mental dislocation in which he honestly believes a gun somehow went off by itself without any help from him. And he said, I would never point a gun at anyone and then pull the trigger never. Maybe he truly wants to believe that somehow the gun pointed itself at Helena and pulled its own trigger. I understand what's going on with him. Since the day he took Helena's life, Baldwin has said and done some things that at best could be considered odd. He prayed his family all over the internet for Halloween to show what a happy holiday his children were having, while Helena's little boy, Andros, was mute with grief. He called the police to be on movie sets to monitor safety when guns are being used, a suggestion the police find to be ridiculous. The NRA, even today, is the preeminent gun safety organization in America, but Alec Baldwin would still never consider using NRA members on a movie set. And he still doesn't think gun safety is his responsibility. And in the ABC News interview, he said Helena's death is the worst thing that has ever happened to him. I would think that Helena's death was the worst thing that ever happened to her and her parents and husband and child. But again, I digress. Salient point here is that Alec Baldwin has found the perfect way to avoid any responsibility for causing Helena's death and to make himself into a victim of the tragedy that he caused. And in his mind, guns do kill people. And the people who are holding the guns, pointing them at another human being and pulling the trigger, apparently are just innocent bystanders. Now, I'm not going to go into why I understand what he's going through today. Anybody that has listened to me long enough knows my story. And I just don't have enough time to go through it again. And I don't know that I have the... I always have to prop myself up and steel myself for it when I go through certain things. And that's one of them. That's the biggest one of them. But unfortunately, knowing what I know, believing what I believe, this idea that he's out here going, it's not my responsibility, I didn't do it, I didn't pull the trigger. Now he's lost me. I was already having trouble manifesting any sort of feeling for sympathy or empathy to him because he is a disgusting individual. He's a bully. He bullies women. He bullies his own children. He bullied his wife. His ex-wife, excuse me. And now this happens to him. And I see where all of Hollywood is rallying around him. Which, that's great. But by the same token, he's not taking responsibility. And unfortunately, that's the problem. For all of these people that are out there saying, well, has man not evolved to the point to where we don't need guns? Now, you would think we would have by now, but we haven't. Because our nature has not changed that much since the days of Cain and Abel. We still have people that want to be bad people, evil people. And evil people have to be met with force. And that's unfortunate, and that's also a fact. So because of that, instruments like guns are a necessary thing. Not a necessary evil, because they actually serve a public utility. If they didn't, they wouldn't exist. They wouldn't be used as tools by the police department and by how many, you know, tens of millions of Americans every day. So, being able to admit your shortcoming, which apparently escapes him, is the only way for him to come through this hole. And I don't know what this means to him. I don't know what this is going to mean to him later on down the road. It's not good. I've always thought that you always see the best of someone when they're at the worst. And here we go with Alec Baldwin, and he has decided to do the easiest thing out there and blame the gun. Like the gun just magically pulled its own hammer back and then pulled its own trigger. And that's simply not how these things work. If anyone were to start adopting that belief, murder would become a thing of the past because guns would have been shooting people. And guns don't. They don't have a moral compass. They don't have a nervous system. They are simply machines. They are no more animated than a pencil sharpener. So, and I'm not talking about the electric kind. I'm talking about the hand crank. It's all mechanical, all analog. So, watching this and seeing this and understanding what this meant, things are going to go downhill for Mr. Baldwin. If only he would actually own up to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Right now, the Democrats are doing everything they can to get you into an electric car. The problem is that these cars come with a risk of a serious loss of power, not just for the car, but for those who buy those cars. So we need to be asking, why is the government pushing electric vehicles? And it's not just cars, it's also trucks. Why are they ignoring hybrid vehicles? Now, I could also almost be talked into one of those. If something happens to the electric guts of a properly designed hybrid, the vehicle can limp along with a smaller gas engine until it reaches safety. What happens to a fully electrical vehicle if its electrical system fails? Well, nothing. Nothing happens. You're stuck. All you have is a really pretty hunk of metal and plastic. And if you run out of electricity while driving, you just can't just get a gallon of gas can, or, you know, a gallon gas can, fill the tank until you get to the nearest service station. Because, again, you're stuck. The next question, and, you know, one of the things I wondered about is, you know, they have all of these portable battery stations you can buy that can cost up to, you know, $1,500, $1,600. Why haven't they made one for the electric cars that would function as the portable gas can? Well, I don't know. But the next question is, are electric cars cheaper than gas cars? Well, no, they cannot be cheaper. That's even if you run them on renewables. Take solar energy, for example. If sunlight, even if it's free, the laws of thermodynamics still control. Every time energy changes form, there's a loss factor. Sunlight impinging on solar cells changes only 14 to 47% of the energy to electricity. The 47% figure is state-of-the-art, so it's not available for everyday use. So what you've got on your ceiling is not getting, or on your roof, that's not getting that. Electricity is then stored in chemical-based car batteries with a loss. And then chemical energy is reconverted back to electricity with a loss. And finally, to mechanical energy where the tire rubber meets the road with a loss. At a guess, no more than 5% of that original sun power turns the wheels on an electric vehicle. And that's terrible. What this means is there's more efficient. Well, what this means is that it is more efficient to run a gas-powered vehicle. And you can do any similar analyses with any other renewable, whether wind or water power. And they simply aren't efficient. And the renewables are available only intermittently when the sun shines, when the wind blows, or the water flows. And because we want to drive when those power sources aren't immediately available, now we have to figure out how to store excess sunlight in chemicals or in other ways. Always remembering that storage and later reconversion is never free. We're losing every time. And we will always have to maintain fossil fuel backup plants in case of their failure. And this energy loss is not a new thing. It's not a secret. Smart people know about the energy losses. So why then do so many favor a less efficient mode of transportation? Now, as we analyze this, we need to recognize that those smart people are fully aware of what I just said, namely that fully electric vehicles are riskier transport systems compared to hybrids, and renewable power is less efficient use of limited energy resources than gasoline. So now it's time for the conspiracy theory. By favoring a transportation system that can fail at a single point, we can confer upon those in power the ability to shut down an entire civilization. And even if they don't completely shut it down, the price of electricity will be centrally controlled, allowing a chokehold on all people all the time. Redundancy is more expensive than efficiency, but redundancy at least leaves options. With our advanced understanding of complex systems today, no engineer would knowingly structure a system where failure at a single point makes everything inoperative for the foreseeable future. One broken gear in a clock makes it useless for its purpose, but we can buy another clock. Remaking a resilient transportation system is a Herculean task. And the proper conclusion here is that society, meaning each and every one of us, should fight like hell before we allow such catastrophic vulnerability to be built into our future. One EMP explosion over the continental United States would eliminate most of the affected population within 6 months, and it would not be pleasant. Starvation is a particularly nasty way to die. And all the time we're starving to death, we'll have time to think how stupid we were to allow such things to be done to us. Given everything that we see going on in the government today, do you believe the government is looking out for your welfare? Do you believe that the government has got your back? When they're out there turning out criminals in big cities, when they're out there disarming people as fast as they can, whenever they can, as often as they can, when they're out there letting in all, you know, I saw some questioning the other day where they were asking, what's the difference between an immigrant that comes here the right way and an immigrant that comes here, illegally? Why aren't we paying the immigrants $450,000 to come here the right way? And the Democrat, the press secretary that was not Ginger Goebbels, but somebody else, she was completely stumped by this. And she goes, why would we pay them anything? I don't know, because you're the ones that started this. It's your stupid game. You tell me. So, here's what I say. I drive a 2021 Ford pickup truck. It is very, very efficient. When I put it in the eco mode and I drive around town, I get 20 miles to the gallon in that big boy. It is very powerful, and yet it's a six-cylinder engine. Dual turbo in it. That's what they call the EcoBoost, dual turbo. And it is very efficient at what it does, and it's very powerful at what it does. And I have no problem being out there driving that anywhere. I can mount gas cans in the bed of the truck and refuel myself if I run low on fuel when I'm not around a gas station. So I've decided to just say no to electronic vehicles and long live the internal combustion engine. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Texas Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The city of Phoenix announced it is putting a pause on its vaccine mandate for all federal contract workers that was set to go into effect on January 18th.
Councilman Jim Warren called the mandate a disaster.
It's a disastrous policy that will have disastrous consequences for our citizens.
The move comes after a federal judge blocked President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate in a ruling on Tuesday, which Phoenix had previously cited when announcing its own mandate. U.S. investment bank J.P. Morgan predicted on Wednesday that 2022 will mark the end of the coronavirus pandemic and see a full global economic recovery. Marko Kolanovic, its chief global market strategist and co-head of global research, said the bank expected the U.S. Treasury yields, a key driver in global borrowing costs, to rise to 2.25% by the end of 2022. This is USA Radio News. Jacob Chansley has been in solitary confinement for almost 11 months, and he was recently sentenced to 41 months in prison for his peaceful involvement in the January 6th protest. Jacob did not cause any violence. He listened to officers, and he was let into the building by Capitol Hill police.
The moment that that people really understand what it is that I'm saying is not just a quote-unquote conspiracy theory, but that these things are true, then people will end up pulling the thread on the sweater and the ugly underbelly of the bureaucratic establishment in D.C. and abroad will be revealed.
Video from inside of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th shows Jake complying with police and urging others to be peaceful. The Biden administration Tuesday slashed its production requirements for ethanol and other biofuels, citing reduced demand due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. The federal government spies on every email, every text, and call that you make. It uses your phone's location service to pinpoint where you are at all times. It knows which IP addresses are associated with online comments that have been deemed politically incorrect. It has partnerships with Amazon and Walmart to let it know what you're reading and buying. It has a partnership with Twitter in Hollywood that allows it to censor unapproved messages before too many brains have the opportunity to consider new thoughts. It has an alliance with credit card companies that allows it to track all your financial transactions, and thereby it understands your habits, your preferences, and your choices, and your addictions. It has an alliance with cellular companies that allows it to monitor all your movements and contacts and associations. And all those consumer comforts that are used by the National Security Surveillance State to watch everyone in real time, constantly measure every American's potential for subversiveness, even when that American is engaged in the most mundane things during the course of an ordinary day. Now, I've had this question for a while. Who do they fear? It's not the millions of illegal aliens who pour through our uncontrolled porous border during supposedly the greatest pandemic threat in a century. It's not the foreign governments that bankroll all of the American elected officials. How else could Biden and the other lifelong politicians be millionaires? Or the threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack taking out America's aging electrical grid because Congress's infrastructure spending won't bother to fix actual infrastructure when there's so many campaign donors and special interest groups to pay off. No, it's the person who has no problem walking away from the government's panopticon to go hunting in the woods, who decides to pay in cash, or who has woken up to the reality that the federal government is in the business of control. It is the solitary American capable of questioning the government's official state narrative and willing to critically think for himself or herself, and that scares the bejesus out of the powers that be. It's that patriotic grandmother who has the temerity to show up at the nation's capital after a heavily disputed election to wave a Trump flag while drinking some hot cocoa. It is a parent who has the gall to believe that public should be in charge of public education. It is the humble police officer publicly outed and fired for privately giving a word of encouragement to an innocent teenager politically persecuted for defending his life against a state-sanctioned Antifa mob. It is the healthcare worker, firefighter, blue-collar worker, or soldier who refuses to let Big Brother pump him full of experimental gene therapies for the remainder of his life just because people who wear their prestige like crowns proclaim, "You must because we say." So in other words, governments pretending to protect freedom are most afraid of individuals who insist on being free. So let me ask you, does this sound like a system that is destined to survive? Now, I am deeply sympathetic with those Americans who throw up their arms in hopelessness and fatigue at the growing authoritarian state that is visible anywhere and everywhere. But I would point out that self-sustaining human systems function best when individual voluntary acts interchange organically and invisibly to keep the societal machine running from the bottom up. And when coercion and surveillance are required to artificially keep society intact through a top-to-bottom tyrannical squeeze, the whole system is at risk of collapse from a single dissenting voice that chooses to throw sand into the rustling, clogging up cogs. When the social fabric is knit together with individual free will, you get an American flag for which people are willing to die. When governing elites choose to push their sinister interests upon the masses through the threat of punishment and the attractiveness of cheap rewards, you get a meaningless multicultural ball of yarn that free-thinking people learn to kick around for sport. Authoritarianism has taken root in America? Yes. The police state is beginning to enforce its will at the expense of dissent. Certainly, all hope is lost because the political left's long march toward the institutions is heading up the front drive toward total victory. Not so fast. The state's slow yet relentless takeover of society may have achieved success this last century by dedicating its enormous energy to rounding up all the independent-minded frogs and throwing them into the same barely simmering pot under close watch until those in power became hungry enough to feast. But they got a problem now. Now the totalitarian cooks have begun boiling the societal pot with such intemperance that the more slippery frogs have begun squirming to safety and threatened to topple over the whole cauldron, leaving the tyrants nothing to eat. Watching the government lay down fresh mandates and executive orders demanding that you submit to its will or suffer the consequences should be seen not as a sign of unstoppable power, but as evidence that its grip on power is spinning out of control. And for the time being, even its most important objectives, which is training you to accept forced injections and digital passports, has been put on hold because too much of the workforce has said no. Whenever the workforce says no, they blink. And what's the lesson here? That pushing back on the immoral and unconstitutional dictates of a government exercising illegitimate power works. And even more importantly, that the government is more afraid of the people than the people should ever be of their government. And let's be clear, we have had a three-body problem in the United States since World War II. Number one, the Democrats have been steadily pushing Marxist socialism upon the American people while claiming to liberate them. Number two, with the exception of small reprieves provided by Reagan and Trump, establishment Republicans have falsely presented themselves as stewards of your inalienable rights and liberties defended by our founding fathers, while actually providing aid and comfort to the big government conquest from the Democrats. Number three, a nefarious shadow bureaucracy made up of a permanent D.C. Leviathan, multinational firms, and a financial aristocracy controlling and manipulating the dollar's value, and then, therefore, your personal wealth, has pushed unprincipled elected leaders to do what's in its sinister interests while actively harming the best interests of the people they purport to represent. This was as true 30 years ago as it is true today. And what's the difference now? Now the cat is out of the bag. It's out there for you to see. So you're waking up to the reality that the only one real conflict exists, and that's between individual liberty and total state domination. And I'm willing to bet on those poor souls every time who choose to defend freedom, because that is our natural state. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, I just had to, you know, I've been watching this, and I truly love nothing burgers. And the news of the emerging Omicron variant, pretty much a nothing burger, greeted with a giant shrug by most of America. No surprise why. The total failure of our establishment to earn our trust over the last 2 years of this pandemic made it inevitable that a huge number of people at least don't care and at worst think it's a calculated lie designed to prolong this nonsense. The COVIDians are positively turgid over the idea of more mandates, more lockdowns, more masks, and more viro-fascism. So when the CEO of Moderna states that the vaccine may not be as effective against this new mutation as to earlier ones, in direct contradiction to what President Asterisk assured us just the day before was unlikely, we just see it as more, you know, more stuff shoveled by the manure mob. They've lied to us before, and often, and then they get all huffy when we point out their lies. You're not denying science by pointing out how wrong and how often. Fauci has been. That malignant dwarf is so high on his own supply that he's now offering his insights on politics to eager legacy media hacks. And his takes are no surprise, just as stupid as his takes on COVID. It's not a conspiracy theory or it's not kooky to assess that our so-called leaders have failed in every way in this crisis. Look at Biden. He made a bunch of people believe he was going to wave some sort of magic wand and make it all better. And yet, more people have died under him than Trump. But the establishment never criticizes this guy. Why would they? He gives them whatever they want. And that's the difference. That's why it continues to go on with very little in the way of, stuff. The experts told us masks are no good. Then they told me that they are. And then that you need to. And then none. And then masks again. And they knew the first mass denial was a lie. And at least they believed it was, making the fact that what they intended to do to be a noble lie, to keep us rubes from using up all the mouth thongs, was actually the only time they got anything right in this whole sorry saga. It just had more to do with their intent was, it wasn't very noble. What about natural immunity? They never discussed that, and yet the science, and I've been informed, just like you, that science is super important, says it gives you the best protection. How come it's never part of the discussion? We never get a reason. Just to demand that we take a drug those of us who beat the virus might not even need. And a booster, too, because, forget that, just shut up and obey. Look at the vaccine. It's a nice drug, like all drugs. It does have some side effects, but it does seem to make it less serious if you do catch COVID. And if they sold it as that, that would be fine. It'd be part of the prevention, part of the dealing with the COVID. But they sold it as preventing COVID, which we know it does not do. They sold it as keeping you from spreading COVID, which we know that does not do. And yet they never came out and said, we were wrong when we told you that you would not catch it and get your life back when you took this drug. Here are the facts as we know them now. I would actually respect that one. No. That was never the point. That was never the fact. That's the fun part of things, That's the fun part of things. And they accuse you of denying science, whatever that means. And hordes of bloodthirsty blue check sissies began tubing to their fantasies of murdering those who would not submit. Oh my. They were tubing. There's no humility. There's no transparency. Just a desperate scramble to keep the emergency powers our society idiotically invested in these incompetents. So this is their time to shine. And they just want to go on and on and on. And Fauci loves this, and he never wants it to end, ever. And if you disagree, point to one shred of evidence that this is not true. What has the evil elf ever done that lessens his own power or prominence? Nothing. There's Exhibit A for my assertion. Turn on CNN, he'll be right there, demanding you submit to his tiny little will. But don't look for him on, say, Hugh Hewitt, who told him to his smug face that he lacked any credibility and should quit. Fact is that we gave a bunch of lab-coated human beings power, but we forgot about human nature and allowed them the science trump card to escape accountability. And Fauci recently, before opining on January 6th, essentially claimed that to oppose him is to oppose science. He is not science. He's an intensely fallible little man. And this is a problem with so-called experts. Well, it's one of the problems. Another key one being that they mostly suck at what they purport to be experts at. And when progressives insist that we give up our sovereignty to the rule of experts, the unspoken premise is that science is going to be their sole decision-making criterion. But that cannot be because they're human. Or in the case of that ridiculous gnome Fauci, humanoid. Human beings are never neutral and never disinterested. Human nature always intrudes. Humans are selfish, egotistical, proud, arrogant, and very often foolish. And this is all part of Fauci's resume, you know. And this is why we have a system of checks and balances instead of a dictatorship of the incompetent being the overlords. And even if the premise of pure expertise was true, we don't want a scientist with narrow alleged expertise making societal level decisions. Coming up with measures to keep us from catching COVID is not the only question. What do they propose to do to the economy, to the culture, to the kids' development? These are all societal decisions. And as the 1/6 keep reminding us, our democracy is very important. And yet, these people are the first to cut us normals out of having a say in their own governance. We elect politicians who synthesize information and consider the effects on all aspects of society, not just the narrow issue regarding the mechanics of a glorified cold. So don't look for normal people to panic like the clown governing New York did, canceling elective surgeries. We're chicken-littled out. The sky is always falling, and the only thing to do is to give up more of our freedom. And we're done with that. If you want to get a vaccine, get it. You may already have it. I already have it. Get a booster if you want to, or don't. Go out and live your life. And GOP politicians, stop playing along with this farce. It's been 2 years, and it will never end on its own because the Dems love the power. Hack docs love the limelight, and people with empty lives love the excitement of the faux perma-crisis. And you got to stop it. No lockdowns, no mandates, no panic. And tell the pandemic pack to go boost themselves, would you? I'd appreciate it. I will be back with you in about 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.